our children's series. I have to tell you that in case we need to exit, there is a fire exit door over here. And I also wanted to tell you that the entire Roulette presentation series, which has been around for about 30 years, is a not-for-profit presentation series, and it presents new and adventurous music. This is about, what is it, Jim, the fifth year in this space? Yeah. Also has a TV shoot series. It's getting more and more adventurous as we go, so please continue to support the series. There's flyers out front that have the whole fall series. We have a really exciting lineup for the winter already. We have Elliot Sharp on board, Ken Butler, and other people who are escaping me, but I'll be sending emails. So if you'd like to be on our specific children's email list, there'll be a piece of paper. If you sign up for that on the way out, that'd be great. And if you want to find out more, you can email children@roulette.org. So I would like to welcome Joe Phillips, who is a teacher at PS 321 and a musician all over the world with his band Numinous. And they are Amanda Monaco on electric guitar, Dan Lewis on tenor saxophone, and English horn and flute, and Deanna Witkowski on piano. Thank you so much. Together they're Numinous. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Numinous is a group. It's kind of a mixture of sizes. So this is kind of the smallest ensemble we actually have. Normally my group is about 14 people, and it can go up to 25 of a project that has 25 people. And so this is kind of special for us to do something a little different in the lead. I'm glad Catherine's been asking me to do it for a while now, and so I just wasn't ever really sure how to approach it. But I'm glad she asked me. I'm glad we're here, and we're going to do a few fun things, I hope. I see a number of kids that I do teach, which is great. So we're going to do some songs from some new song, one new song that I wrote, a couple of older pieces, and then a couple of things based on children's books. So the first piece I'm going to do is called A Tear of the Clouds. And A Tear of the Clouds is, there's a lake at the very top of the Andirondacks. And I'll show you the picture. We're going to have some photos in it, and it'll be over here. You can take a look at it. But this is a picture of Lake Tear of the Clouds, I guess back in 1870 or 1880 or something. And it's the very start of the Hudson River. That's where the Hudson River flows many miles downstream and comes like into New York City. So this is a piece based from my feeling. And one thing I like to do is tell stories with my music. And this is kind of when I heard about the title of The Tear of the Clouds, it kind of made me think about it being in the top of a mountain and just the beautiful forest and trees and things around. So this is kind of, hopefully it'll tell a little story about Lake Tear of the Clouds. Actually, I've never been there. Seen pictures, but someday I'll hope to get up there. But this is a tier of cards.
Thank you.
I'm going to do, as I mentioned, I like to tell stories when I write pieces. But sometimes I like to just have fun when I'm writing my music. And the next song I'm going to do is called "Madam Press Never Had to Holler at Morton," and it's kind of a long title. and it's my way of, I wanted to have a little bit of fun. One of my favorite composers is a man called Morton Feldman, and he wrote a lot of wonderful music. Usually his music was very quiet, but it was very beautiful. It had, you would hear sort of sounds which sounded like clouds just floating in the air. But it was always very quiet. And so I really like, he has a piece called "Madam Press Died Last Week at 90, which he wrote for his piano teacher when he was younger. His piano teacher was named Madam Press. And when she died, he wanted to do something for her. And so he wrote a little piece for her. And that was the one piece I really enjoyed. So I thought, well, how about if I take that piece? And there's another person I really enjoy, another sort of a pop R&B kind of composer, performer, bass player called Michelle Nigencello. And she wrote a piece called "Makes Me Wanna Holler," which was actually a take on Marvin Gaye song. And so I said, like I said, I like to have fun sometimes. So what I did was I took the Morton Feldman piece and I put it together with the Vincello piece and see what happens. You know, it's kind of like sometimes when you're, you know, when, as kids, maybe you want to experiment and say, well, what happens if you take ice cream and put some eggs on it? What would happen? May be good, may not be good, but. So that's kind of what I did with this. I kind of put these two ideas together. And maybe we can do a little bit. Maybe, Amanda, can you play just that little figure that you have? This is actually from the Morton Feldman piece. So in the Morton Feldman piece, that little sound happens all the time. It just continues. So I kind of used that. And then I took from the Michelle Nigentello piece, there's a little bass line, which Deanna's going to play. You can just play it. I just put them together. I just thought, well, what would happen if you put it together? And so that's what this piece is about. I threw my own little mix in there as well. So this is Madame Press, Never Had to Holler at Morton.
Thank you.
So this next piece that I'm going to do kind of has that as well. There's a lot of written parts, and there's a lot of not things that aren't, or they're making up on their own. Now this piece is called Cleat Cleat, and it's actually an audience participation piece. I'll tell you what you're going to do in a second. But Cleat Cleat means fireflies. Earlier this year, I went on a trip to Malaysia, which is 14 hours on the plane ride on the other side of the earth. And I took a little trip in the countryside of Malaysia, and there's a place where you can ride on a boat down a river, and you get to a point, and usually at nighttime, you get to a point in the river where you see these flashes of light in the trees, and there are fireflies. Now, they're a little bit different from fireflies. How many people have seen fireflies here? York has. You see them sometimes. Good. And they usually glow kind of greenish. Well, these fireflies were kind of bluish. And the cool thing about this was that they didn't just flash and then flash and flash. They all flashed together. So they were all flashing just like this at the same time. And it was very cool. It looked like Christmas lights, like just flashing continuously in the trees. And one actually flew in the boat, and we were able to see what he looked like, and it was just flashing just by itself. But again, they were all flashing together. So I thought I would write a piece about that. And it's called Cleat Cleat. And like I said, it's audience participation. So I actually am going to have a few people. So I have these little lights. And these are going to be our fireflies. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask. And what there's a point in the piece where I'm going to have you. And maybe they can understand. So there's a point in the piece, and I'll help. I'll tell them when. The point in the piece where I want them to flash the lights, and so the goal is to see if they can flash them together. together at the same time, just like the firefly.
Really?
So I'm going to go over and help them real quick, just to show them what to do.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was great, Flashy. It was just like it. Just like the fireflies. Wow. Oh, you did a little reflection. That was great. I saw someone flashing back there. It was really great. It was very beautiful. I loved how the sea, and it took a while to find lights that were to do it. But you guys did, all of you did a great job. Thank you. You made the piece so beautiful. Thank you. Okay. So now, like I said, I like to tell stories and I like to do different things with my music. And like I said, mentioning like that particular piece, I wanted to get that feeling that I had when I was when we were floating down the river and we saw the fireflies. And the next two pieces we're going to do are actually based on actual stories. And I'm going to give each of the great musicians a chance to showcase themselves just a little bit. Each of them have their own projects and their own groups, and they do wonderful things. In the program, I have their websites. You can check out what they're up to. A few of them brought their CDs out front. I have a CD of my own group as well out front, so if you're interested, even if you're not interested now, you can check on the website. You can buy CDs on all of their websites, and they're all great musicians. And they play with me in my larger group as well as in the smaller group. So I'm very actually happy that they're participating. So let's give a hand for all the musicians. As a composer, I can sit in my room and play on my little keyboard and work on my computer, but until you actually have people who actually play your music, that is what is really so becomes very special. So I'm always very happy when I have great musicians to play my music, and they do many great things outside of my group and with their own group and other groups as well. So it's really an honor to have them with us today. So these next two pieces I have, actually there will be a video component, so you might you maybe want to look there. You can just turn your body. You don't have to turn your chair if you don't want to. So the first piece I'm going to do, we're going to do, is called, it's from a book called The Mysteries of Harris Burdick. This is actually the book. And it's by Chris Van Allsburg. He's the same guy who did Polar Express. How many people know Polar Express? How many people know Jumanji? He's the same guy who wrote all of those. He wrote many other books. They're great. And this one is actually not a story book. This is actually a series of pictures. And what I did was I had the musicians, I showed them a picture from the book. And the pictures are supposed to tell a story. So you can kind of, in your own mind, hopefully you're going to do this right now, you can think about it. What do you think they're thinking when, what kind of story is going on in, with the music that you hear? And so each of them are going to play. I'll show you the picture. And then they are going to play a little bit of something based on that picture. And we'll see if we have time. We should be able to have maybe some questions about what you think they were thinking. So the first one is going to be Dan. And I'm going to show you the picture. And then he's going to play from that picture, based on that picture.
First thing I thought of was the train tracks and the sound that the little vehicle they're on, the sound that, that would make on the tracks, kind of that clackety and speeding up and slowing down. And then the second thing I thought of was a little kind of cart that me and my brother had built when we were kids, and we were pushing down the hill, and we made ourselves and attached the wheels on there, and they didn't stay on very well, and how uncomfortable that ride was. But yeah, I was trying to think of bringing the wind into it and the sound of the wheels on the tracks.
Do you like that? Do you feel that? Did you hear that in his, when he was doing that? When he was playing? Great. Okay, so we're going to do another one, and this is also from the same book. And I think this is.
picture seems, I think of it as being kind of calm because they're watching this boat go by at night, and even though you can see it's a city, there's nobody else except these two people there. And I think there was also in Joe's book, there was another little description that said something about that the boy had the lantern before or something, and he swung it three times and then the ship appeared. So I tried to think of doing a little figure three times before the ship was there.
Very nice. Yeah, it actually reminded me, there's a piece by Claude Debussy called Rudolph Cathedral, I think it's the title. And it's about the same kind of thing where there's a cathedral every year, one time a year, the cathedral rises out of the midst of the sea. So that kind of reminded me a little bit of that as well. Okay, so we're going to do one more. This will be Amanda. Perfect for Halloween.
Thank you. thinking that she fell asleep and the book was just a book. And then something started growing out of the book. So that's why I started. I used a little thing called, they call it a loop station, and I can play something and it loops over and over, so it sounds like a whole orchestra, and then it stays on there. I can do it one at a time. So I was thinking that this could go anywhere. There's a plant growing out of a book and she's fast asleep. Will it carry her in? Will it suck her into the book? How many of you have read Where the Wild Things Are? That's a great book, right? So the kingdom, they make him king, right? He gets sucked into this whole world. So I'm thinking, well, maybe that's what's going to happen. Maybe that she'll get drawn in her sleep and then she'll wake up someplace else because the plant is coming out to get her.
At the end, does she wake up? Is that what the last part was?
I don't know. I actually don't know. It was definitely going someplace else, but I think that it could either be that she woke up or that she found herself someplace else.
Well, that's one thing that this book, The Mysteries of Paris Verdict, is that you can kind of make up your own story. And sometimes it's very interesting. I used to have some kids, I would show a picture and then have them make up the story. And then hear the different stories between, just from the same picture. It's very amazing just what people were thinking. So it's actually great for imagination. And like I said, for my music, about creating stories and about telling something with the music, and I think that's one reason I wanted to show have each musician get a chance to to show you what they are thinking when they see a picture or visual stimuli, and the things that I go with my music again often are visual. So thank you.
That's great.
So we're going to close with one more. We have one more. We're going to close with one more, which is actually they all of them together. And this is actually a story. It actually is from a storybook. It's called The Red Book. And here's the book. It actually has no words. It's all pictures. And what we're going to do is they're going to, while the story is going to be unfolding, it'll be on the screen. So this is one you might want to be watching so you can kind of see the story as it unfolds. And again, it's all about, at least for my particular music, it's most of the time it's about telling some kind of story. Sometimes a story doesn't have it's not a beginning or end or has things happening, but there's always something going, for me, it's always something going on. So again, I want to thank you for coming out. I want to thank Jim and Catherine and Roulette for having us come and do the concert, and as I mentioned before, there are CDs out front. There's also a mailing list for my group Numinous, so if you're interested in what else we're doing, I actually with Numinous we just recorded a forthcoming CD. It'll be out next year, so if you're interested about that, you can put your email on the list and you can find out all about what's happening. You can see on my website what's going on. You can also see each individual musician. They have many things going on, so you can actually find out what they're doing as well. So again, I want to thank you for coming out. I'm glad to see so many kids that I teach, which is always so fun to see, and then some new people that I don't know, which is always great too.
Thank you.
So this is called The Red Book. And it was actually a Caldecott medal. Caldecott is a medal that's awarded for the best picture book of the year. And this book didn't win the award. They have a winner and then they have honor books. And this was one of the honor books, I think about 3 years ago. So this is called The Red Book. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
questions, so if you want to talk to one of the musicians or myself or whatever after, that's great. So thank you. You can come up and talk to us.
And again, if you're interested, Numinous has a mailing list up front, and also there's a Roulette Children's mailing list. You can also email children.